Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Imagine a master clockmaker who meticulously sets a grand clock in motion. Each gear and spring is crucial, but the clock only functions harmoniously when all parts follow the precise rhythm set by the clockmaker. Similarly, in the grand plan of our lives, God is like that master clockmaker. His guidance ensures that every aspect of our lives works in harmony with His divine plan. Without His guiding hand, our lives, much like a clock without its maker's precision, can fall into disarray. Today, let us explore what it truly means to prioritize God and to understand the transformative impact of this divine principle in our daily lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in our spiritual journey, the principle of putting God above everything else can be likened to a clock that operates in harmony with the precision set by its clockmaker. Just as a clock functions best when it aligns with the design and timing intended by the clockmaker, so too do our lives flourish when they align with God's will and timing. Our role is not to take the place of the clockmaker, which is God, but to ensure that we, like the clock's components, move in accordance with His divine plan and timing. In the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus teaches, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." This scripture is like the clockmaker's key, reminding us that when we align ourselves with God's timing and direction, our lives reflect His perfect plan. In today's world, filled with endless distractions and competing priorities, keeping our focus on God can be a significant challenge. Our faith is tested through personal challenges, societal pressures, and the temptation of material gains. However, in this message, we will navigate these trials, drawing from Scripture and revealing practical ways to place God first in all aspects of our lives. Now, let us look at the importance of prioritizing God in our spiritual journey. Recognizing the importance of prioritizing God is similar to understanding the significance of the clockmaker's precision, as mentioned earlier. It's about aligning our lives with God's purpose. Just as each gear in a clock aligns with the clockmaker's design, my friends, the Bible is rich with teachings that emphasize the necessity of putting God first. In Exodus 20, verse 3, God declares with absolute certainty and clarity, "You shall have no other gods before me." This directive sets the foundational tone for how we are to live our lives in alignment with God's will, echoing the precision of a clockmaker's careful design. In the New Testament, Jesus underscores this principle when asked about the greatest commandment. In Matthew 22, verse 37, he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." His response is not just a call to obedience, but an invitation to love God above all else, aligning our inner gears, our heart, soul, and mind with His divine rhythm. But what if our priorities are misplaced? Throughout the Bible, we see the consequences of not prioritizing God, similar to a clock that goes out of sync. When individuals or nations placed other priorities before God, be it wealth, power, personal relationships, or even their own understanding, the results often led to downfall and turmoil. The story of King Solomon beautifully illustrates this. Despite his initial wisdom and alignment with God's will, as detailed in 1 Kings 11, Solomon's heart eventually strayed towards other gods, leading to the eventual division of his kingdom. His shift from placing God first to giving precedence to his wealth, political alliances, and...
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Personal desires ultimately led him in the wrong direction. Let us also reflect on the story of the rich young ruler, as told in the Gospel of Mark. This young man approached Jesus seeking eternal life, yet he was unable to prioritize God over his great wealth. Mark chapter 10, verses 21 to 22 captures this moment. The scripture says, "Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, 'One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me.' But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." This encounter illustrates how placing material wealth and personal assets above God can lead to spiritual loss and missed opportunities for eternal blessings. When faced with the choice to surrender his material possessions for a deeper relationship with God, the young man chose his wealth. This decision resulted in him walking away from Jesus, filled with sorrow. The true consequence here is the spiritual and emotional loss he experienced by valuing his earthly wealth over the eternal treasure that Jesus offered. This story serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of allowing material possessions or worldly attachments to take precedence over one's spiritual journey and relationship with God. My friends, these stories are more than historical narratives. They serve as reminders of the chaos that ensues when we lose our divine rhythm and place other priorities above God. Let us now look at the heart of the matter. And what do I mean by this? At its core, prioritizing God is about the state of our hearts. It's about choosing God's way over our own, seeking His kingdom and righteousness before our ambitions and desires. This alignment reflects our trust and faith in God's sovereignty and goodness, as echoed in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In our modern lives, prioritizing God means making decisions that align with His will and purpose, even when they go against what is popular or personally beneficial. It's about dedicating time to prayer, worship, and studying God's Word, and it extends to how we conduct our lives in our daily interactions, be it at work, with family, or within our communities. Earlier, as we made reference to the clockmaker, we can see how vital it is for every component of a clock to work in sync with the maker's design. Similarly, the Bible presents us with numerous historical figures who prioritized God. These biblical characters exemplified living in harmony with God's will, serving as vital components in God's grand plan. First, let us look at Abraham, the father of faith. Abraham's journey, as narrated, is a profound example of putting God first. In Genesis 12, when called to leave his homeland and go to an unknown land, Abraham obeyed without hesitation. His faith was further tested when God asked him to sacrifice his son, Isaac. Abraham's willingness to prioritize God's command above his love for his son in Genesis 22 is a powerful testament to his faith and obedience. Abraham's life serves as a beacon, reminding us that aligning our lives with God's will can lead us to fulfill our part in His grand narrative. Then we have Daniel, who was unwavering in adversity. Daniel's story in the book of Daniel showcases steadfast devotion to God amidst immense pressure. Living in Babylon, a place filled with idolatry and opposition to his faith, Daniel remained unwavering in his commitment to God. His refusal to stop praying to God, despite the king's decree and his miraculous survival in the lion's den in Daniel 6, highlight the power of prioritizing God, even in the face of life-threatening challenges. Let us also recall the story of Mary, in her humble submission to God's plan. Mary, the mother of Jesus, embodies humble submission to God's plan. In Luke 1 verse 38, she said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Her response to the angel Gabriel reflects her willingness to place God's purpose above her own life's plans. Mary's role in the Nativity story is a beautiful example of how prioritizing God can lead to being part of His miraculous works. My friends, these biblical characters are not just historical figures. They are examples for us to emulate. Like Abraham, we are called to leave our comfort zones and trust in God's guidance. Like Daniel, we are encouraged to remain steadfast in our faith, even when societal norms challenge our beliefs. And like Mary, we are invited to embrace God's plans for us with humility and trust. Each of these individuals, in their unique ways, showed that putting God above everything is not merely about big, dramatic moments of faith. It is about daily decisions, constant trust, and an unwavering commitment to follow God's lead, much like the precise movements of a clock guided by the clockmaker. So, what are some of the practical ways to put God first? Just as a clockmaker meticulously adjusts each component for accurate timekeeping, we too can take deliberate steps to ensure our lives are aligned with God's will. Here are some practical ways we can put God first in our daily lives. Let us look at four daily habits and spiritual disciplines. First, there is prayer and meditation. Prayer is our direct line of communication with God. Setting aside dedicated time for prayer each day helps us stay connected to God, much like how regularly winding a clock helps to ensure that it keeps accurate time. Meditation on Scripture allows us to absorb and reflect on God's Word, providing guidance and wisdom for our lives. Next, Bible study is also important. Regular reading and study of the Bible help us understand God's character and His plans for us. This practice is like aligning the gears of our life with the clockmaker's design, ensuring we move in sync with His will. Worship is another important spiritual discipline. Participating in worship, both privately and in a community setting, allows us to express our gratitude and adoration for God. It aligns our spirit with God's presence, tuning our life clock to the rhythm of His grace. And also, engagement with the Holy Spirit is of paramount importance. Cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit is essential in our spiritual disciplines. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, guide, and teacher, helping us to discern truth, gain spiritual insights, and grow in our faith. By inviting the Holy Spirit into our daily lives, we open ourselves to divine guidance and empowerment, allowing us to live out our faith more fully and effectively. This practice strengthens our spiritual resilience and keeps us attuned to God's voice and direction. Now, let us look at ways to overcome challenges and distractions as we seek to prioritize God. Firstly, prioritize God in decision-making. In every decision, big or small, ask yourself, is this aligning with God's will? Consider praying for guidance and actively seeking the leading of the Holy Spirit, who can reveal wisdom through various means, including visions and dreams. In addition to personal prayer, it's beneficial to seek counsel from trusted spiritual mentors who are also attentive to the Spirit's movement and can offer biblically grounded advice and insights. This approach helps to keep our life's journey on the path that has been set by our divine clockmaker. Secondly, manage your time and resources wisely. Be mindful of how you use your time, talents, and treasures. Investing these resources in God's kingdom through acts of service, generosity, and stewardship is not just a contribution, but a demonstration of our faith. It shows our willingness to let go of earthly attachments and sow seeds into God's kingdom, acknowledging that our ultimate allegiance lies with Him. This act of giving is a clear indication of our decision to prioritize God over worldly pursuits, reflecting our trust in His provision and plan. And thirdly, cultivate a God-centered mindset. You should strive to keep your thoughts and attitudes in line with biblical teachings. This mindset acts as the calibration tool, ensuring that our inner gears operate according to God's plan. Now, what is the impact of prioritizing God? When we diligently apply these practices in our lives, we begin to see the transformative impact of putting God first. Our choices and actions start to reflect God's love and wisdom. We become more resilient in facing life's challenges, and our relationships with others are enriched with compassion and understanding. Our lives, like a well-tuned clock, begin to resonate with the harmony and purpose of God's plan. The impact is quite profound and far-reaching. Therefore, prioritizing God reshapes both our personal lives and our influence on the community and society at large. For personal transformation, we experience inner peace and joy. Just as a well-functioning clock brings a sense of order and reliability, placing God at the center of our lives brings an inner peace and joy that transcends external circumstances. This spiritual stability stems from the trust and confidence we develop in God's sovereign plan. As we prioritize God, we also experience growth in character. We naturally cultivate fruits of the Spirit, as mentioned in Galatians 5, such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This growth in character is a testament to the transformative power of living in alignment with God's will. With God as our primary focus, we also gain clarity in our life's purpose and calling. Our decisions and actions become more intentional and aligned with God's plan, guiding us towards fulfilling our God-given potential. Then, when we prioritize God, there is a positive influence on community and society. Prioritizing God strengthens our relationships and affects how we interact with others. Our relationships are characterized by greater compassion, understanding, and selflessness, mirroring the love and grace we receive from God. Furthermore, when we live out God's teachings, we become agents of positive change in our communities. Acts of kindness, service, and justice, driven by our faith, contribute to the betterment of society and reflect God's love to those around us. Also, prioritizing God allows us to leave a spiritual legacy that influences generations. Our commitment to God inspires and guides others in their faith journey, much like a well-crafted clock that serves many generations. My friends, the impact of putting God first extends to every aspect of our existence. As we align ourselves with God's will, our life becomes a testimony of His grace and faithfulness. Just like a clock that keeps accurate time, a life aligned with God reflects His perfect timing and plan, offering a reliable witness to the world of His unchanging nature and eternal truths. Like the clockmaker, who ensures each component of the clock is precisely aligned, we too are called to align our lives with God's perfect will. This is an invitation to reflect on our priorities and to reaffirm our commitment to placing God at the center of our existence. Let's carry this message in our hearts and minds. May we seek to put God first in all aspects of our lives, trusting in His guidance and wisdom. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who sets the stars in their courses and commands the seasons in their turning. Lord, I lift your name high above all else. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the clockmaker of eternity. I praise you for your unending faithfulness, your boundless wisdom, and your immeasurable love. Lord, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude and praise. Thank you for the countless blessings you've showered upon me and my loved ones. Thank you for the gift of life and for your grace that sustains me each day. I am grateful for your guidance, guiding me through life's turbulent seas. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I've strayed from your path, for the moments I've placed other priorities above you. Forgive me for the moments of doubt and the instances where my faith wavered. As I seek your forgiveness, I also extend forgiveness to those who have trespassed against me, releasing any bitterness and embracing your call to love unconditionally. Lord, I trust in your faithful provision, asking that you meet my daily needs and sustain me with your abundant grace and mercy. Deliver me and my loved ones from all evil, and lead us away from temptation. Lord, I pray for the strength to keep you at the center of my life. Help me to align my heart, mind, and soul with your divine will. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I rebuke any plans of the enemy that seek to derail me from your purpose. In the name of Jesus, I bind any spirit of confusion, worry, anxiety, distraction, or fear that tries to invade my life. I ask for your blessings, Lord, on every aspect of my life. Bless my health, my relationships, my finances, and the work of my hands. Extend your healing hand over any area of brokenness and sickness, and fill me with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Mighty God, protect me and my loved ones from harm and danger. As I intercede for my loved ones, I pray for their well-being, their success, and their spiritual growth. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your continued guidance and blessings. Help us to prioritize you above all else, to seek first your kingdom and righteousness. Together, we claim victory over life's challenges. We declare healing in the mighty name of Jesus, and we give thanks for your protective embrace. Fill us and lead us with your Holy Spirit. Guide us to live lives that honor you and teach us to walk in wisdom. We ask for these same blessings to be upon our loved ones. Let your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.